This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
No, you begun. Said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any
Sean
of this.
Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but go ahead. Keep asking it. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. Trivia Friday it is. So we're going to be here for the next hour and a half, approximately, hour and 25 minutes, specifically, to enlighten your world. That's what we're going to do right here. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim. Just getting ready to shine.
Ed, I like that attitude. I do like that attitude. J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensburg, Kentucky. What are you going to do? If Ed's going to shine, what are you going to do?
I'm going to provide some comic relief. The sign on the back of Santa's sleigh this year, I don't know if you've heard this on the news yet, sign on the back of Santa's sleigh says, "Don't like my driving? Call 1-800-NO-GIFT.
All right, Trivia Friday here's on here. Yeah, come on, you can do this, Tim. You can. Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. And what we're going to do is ask three trivia questions each, and then ask you to call in and answer or ask, or we prefer that you do both. You ask a trivia question and answer one of ours. Let me give you the phone number here, and please only call if you have not been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks. We have a two-month waiting period between calls just because we get so many. We want new people to have an opportunity to be on the air with us. Here's the phone number to call in, 888-589-8840. Toll-free, 888-589-8840. Is the phone number. What else? We got another ground rule, don't we? Or we got a mystery question?
Yes, we do. One of the nine questions that we are going to ask our students is going to be what we call a mystery question, because nobody out there knows which one it is. And if you answer it correctly, this is the sound you hear.
Yes, the
beloved cowbell.
The beloved cowbell. The beloved cowbell will ring.
You just like making me say it.
And all the world will know that you've won yourself a what? What, JJ? What do they want?
This is an attractive Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt. Looks like a collegiate shirt. It's in that athletic gray. Mm-hmm. It has our three pictures on there, cartoon pictures. And this is a good conversation starter. It helps the ministry. Somebody's going to win this today, but you might want to get this for a stocking stuffer. We have
excellent idea.
We have so
we're
many
we're holding
people.
It up for yeah. people who are
we have,
watching.
We have so many people that love Learning University. Yeah. In fact, can I throw out a little mention? Tuesday night, I did a banquet for the Pontotoc Electric Power Association, their safety awards banquet / Christmas party, and so many there that love AFR. Cody, JJ, I just met so many people.
You met another JJ?
I met a girl JJ. I sat across the table.
Is that right?
From her and her husband.
A nephew named JJ.
I think Jennifer Johnson, and that's the way that works. If your name starts with an L and ends with an L, you don't ever call somebody LL.
Right.
But all the years,
cool,
the Jimmy Jacksons, the Jennifer Johnsons, James Jasper, you get called JJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, those folks... Those linemen, all those ones that work in the office, keep our power on. They do a super job, but they love AFR and they love Learning University. So you can get somebody a Learning University t-shirt. Go to afastore.net. Nice little stocking stuffer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go to Facebook or YouTube and you can watch the show. And we're holding them up on Facebook and YouTube right now, holding up these t-shirts for today's issues. So check that out.
And let me just throw one more little thing out. If you're wearing this shirt, you will never be impeached. It will not happen. If you're wearing
it's an impeachable T-shirt.
It's an impeachable T-shirt.
Unimpeachable.
If you're wearing a Learning University shirt, you will not ever be impeached of anything.
So if you want to buy a Learning University T-shirt, go to afastore.net. It's $15.
Right. And that's a good price. That's price. It's a normal price for T-shirts. And
you can't have an abnormal price.
Typical.
We've got normal prices.
Good point. A typical price for T-shirts. Plus, it helps the Ministry of American Family Association.
Rough crowd, Ed.
Yes, sir.
It's a rough crowd in this here room.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to mention?
Did you give the number?
I did.
Okay.
And I gave the number, and I think we can...
And you gave the two-month waiting period. So I think we're ready to go.
2 month waiting period. I can't think of anything else we lack here
Except for the questions.
Oh, I guess let's throw this out. If anybody needs to borrow my pickup truck to get my Christmas gift, I'm okay with that. And if my truck is not big enough, I've got a truck and a trailer.
Day-Day's been moving.
Yeah.
Last, what, week?
All this past week we've been moving. We have 5 children still at home. That's a lot of dressers and beds and things.
Well,
and
the thing is, they're still at the last home. You hadn't even brought them along.
hadn't brought the kids.
You've been sleeping
just
on,
their dressers.
You've been sleeping on a mattress on a floor or on the floor, straight up.
I wish on the mattress on the floor. 2 nights in a row, we got everything moved to the new house, not brand new, but new to us. And then we were up so late. Melanie said, you know what? You know, it's 11 o'clock. We should just stay right here. So we're in a bare room. She put some blankets on the floor.
Mm-mm.
I said, I'm getting too old for this. I'd have been more comfortable if I'd slept out in the driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, last night we slept in the new house among all the
just a blanket on a hardwood floor
a
or a carpet?
A couple of blankets on a hardwood
floor.
Well,
and if you had wised off to Melanie about the accommodations, you might very well have been sleeping out on the driveway.
Well, she's done all the packing, I've just helped with the appliances and things, along with church members and friends and family. Wow. It's so nice to have friends when you start moving all those heavy dressers and appliances. I'm telling you, that's a miserable thing to do is move.
No, moving is, there's death taxes and then moving, I think, number three in the worst things in life. Of course, death is not really part of life, is it, really?
Life and death.
But the end of life.
Yeah,
it's the cessation of life.
I think I'd rather have a root canal.
As we consider our mortality.
I think I'd rather have a root canal every day of the week than move.
Yeah.
I really would. It's just
You ever had a root canal?
I would do it.
After 3 consecutive days of root canals, I think you might revisit that one. Give me the hardwood floor with a towel.
The dolly? I'll move another refrigerator.
Hey, right. This was funny, and I know I'm camping out here, but this morning, getting ready, I said, where's my belt? Melanie helps get me. She said, give me just a second. I got to think about which box this is in.
Yeah, awful.
Okay, where's our toothbrushes? I think I know. Hold up just a minute. You know, so we're going to be living.
You
got to
write
like
on.
That.
You got to write on all the boxes.
Well, they're written, but if finding the box,
oh,
it has
I got
the writing
you.
On it.
Yeah.
And at some point, you have things written on boxes, and at some point, you're just throwing things in boxes.
The last couple hours.
That's right.
I'm not going to organize this. It's going in one big box.
We'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here.
We did that one time and found our youngest, our son. Where's Tony?
Found him in a box.
He was in a box.
It was written, Tony.
We threw him
in the box.
All right. I'll get started with my questions. Shall we go?
Yeah.
Boom. All right. I'm ready. All right. Here are my 3 questions. Everyone is familiar with the mistletoe tradition at Christmas. What is the color of the berries of the plant?
Good question.
What is the color of the berries of the
planet?
The mistletoe plant.
Planet
mistletoe. All right. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the hillbilly family that played bluegrass music together? And number 3, an armadillo can run faster than Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. Is that true or false? An armadillo can run faster than Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. Is that true or false?
Is Usain still the fastest man in the world?
I looked it up this morning.
He's had off a couple of years, and he's been hitting the beach. And I'm talking about some margaritas and nacho chips, what I saw.
He holds the record, let me put it that way.
Now,
I don't know if he could currently run that
I don't
fast.
Know how fast armadillos can run. But they need to be a little more careful in traffic, because I heard that I heard the thing that said the old adage, you know why the chicken crossed the road?
Right.
To show the armadillo that it can be done.
Yes, that's right.
Here's my questions. First question, Bible question. You know the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Here's my question. Jesus wept at the death of which friend? Jesus wept at the death of which friend? Second question. What is the only U.S. state whose entire border is formed by a river? Out of 50, there's only one.
Huh.
Which is the only U.S. state whose entire border is formed by a river? Third question, which legendary contemporary Christian singer-songwriter had the hits Rise Again, I Saw the Lord, and Here We Are, just to name a few? Which legendary contemporary Christian singer-songwriter had the hits Rise Again, I Saw the Lord, and Here We Are, just to name a few? And that's going back a few decades.
I know those first three, but the just to name a few, what was that about?
Just to name a few is it's real catchy. Yeah. A lot of the a lot of the lyrics he had trouble with, because he wrote purple was one of his things, and nothing rhymes with purple, so that threw him off.
All right, here we go. Mine are riddles. Riddles. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
All right, here are my three riddles for today. I don't know how long I'll be fixated with these things. we'll just have to see. Nobody tells me what to do.
It depends when the internet page you've been getting them from.
Yeah, when the riddles run out. Oh, they're pages. I do a lot of research on this. Okay, here's the first one. I have a bed, but never sleep.
That's JJ.
Somebody moving.
Duly noted. I have a bed, but never sleep. I have a mouth, but never eat. What am I?
Oh, good question.
Number two. Pay attention to this. What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead?
A congressman.
What? Could be.
It could have something about lying.
Could have a dual answer. Moving.
What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's a dead.
It sounds like a good campaign slogan. Put that on the billboard.
All right. You're gonna know it when you get to think about that. Okay, now last riddle. Gotta pay attention to these things, or you got to have all the ingredients to get the answer.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Number three, Jimmy's mother had four children. She named the first one Monday. She named the second one Tuesday. She named the third one Wednesday. What was the name of the fourth child? Get that?
Say that
read
again.
Read it again.
Jimmy's mother had four children. She named the first one Monday. Why are you laughing?
No, nothing.
I just can't
believe she named her kids.
Well,
after days of the week.
It's easier to remember that way, I think.
Yeah, look at all the confusion George Foreman had.
Guys, I researched this question.
Okay, we're going to be serious.
This riddle, and you are sort of mocking it.
Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy's mother had four children. She named the first one Monday. She named the second one Tuesday. And she named the third one Wednesday. Her fourth child, what is the name? Got it. All right, let's go.
All right, let's go to Virginia, and Sarah is on the line. Sarah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thank you.
Sarah, where do you live in Virginia?
South of Richmond.
Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both, please.
Okay, which one do you want to answer? And let us repeat
it. The mistletoe,
that's
all right.
Ed's question.
Yes, right out of the chute. Everyone is familiar with the mistletoe tradition at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
What is the color of the berries of the plant?
I believe that they are white.
They are white. Yes.
So mistletoe
Way to get
berries.
It started,
how,
Sarah.
How did you know that, Sarah?
Just noticing it and remembering.
Do y'all have mistletoe in your home?
No.
Okay.
Put that up in the doorway, Sarah.
I don't either. We don't either. Do y'all have mistletoe? Anybody?
We don't like to kiss around our growing up. Italians just like to shake hands.
Oh, is that right?
Well, yeah. So
my dog does, so I could put it up and hold her up.
There you go. Hey, guys, so a lot of traveling this time of year, and if the guy was in the airport and he went up to the counter, and right there where you set your luggage and where they weigh it, there was a sprig of mistletoe right over that. He thought, well, that's kind of odd. He's looking, there's where you set your luggage and weigh it, and there's the sprig of mistletoe. So he asked the person at the clerk, what's with the mistletoe? And the clerk said, oh, that's so you can kiss your luggage goodbye.
That's funny. All right.
Sarah, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do.
Fire away.
What country did the Australian Shepherd breed originate?
Trick question right there. I think. It's too obvious.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's not going to be Australian. That's going to be one of those like.
What I just said.
Yes. What do you guys think?
Okay. Don't say anything,
Shepherd?
Sarah. We're just going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say yes or no. Okay. So, Australia.
I'm going to say New Zealand.
I was going to guess New Zealand.
Because you can swim there. You know, from New Zealand to Australia in a couple days. If you wanted to migrate.
If you don't care about shark bites.
Well, you might have three legs when you get there, but I'm just saying it can be done for a good, healthy shepherd dog.
Speaking of which, you said three legs. I'm going to get these all out of my system.
No, you're not.
I don't believe you.
I'm with Tim. Nobody believes you, Jim.
A three-legged dog goes into a saloon. As soon as he goes through those swinging doors, everything gets quiet. He says, I'm looking for the man that shot my paw.
Oh, my goodness. I've heard that before, and it still makes me laugh.
You know what? I've heard it from JJ at the popcorn machine outside the restroom.
Oh, man.
Hey, so New Zealand, is that what we're
going to do? Yeah, let's go. We're going with New Zealand.
And the dogs were excellent swimmers.
Yes, that's right. Well, how do we do, Sarah?
Well, they're from America.
What?
And they were bred out west in the 1800s, starting in the 1800s, as a Western sheep herding dog.
Oh.
But they named it Australian just for the gimmicky marketing plan?
Well, I think they shipped it over there, right? They shipped some of them over there, right? So they changed their name.
Well, the reason for them being called Australian is not known for sure. Two theories are that they were named that because of the type of sheep that they herded, the sheep coming from Australia.
Oh, all right.
Or because they're commonly Blue Merle.
No.
And at that time, Blue Merle was viewed as an Australian color.
Well, also, let's be honest, they bark with a funny accent. Huh? Have you ever noticed that?
And then I remember hearing about cowboys out there saying,
Dokey.
Dog. That's not a dog, mate. This is a dog.
It's a dingo.
It's maybe the
thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Maybe the dingo ate your.
Don't they call them dingoes over there?
Well, that's something? a type of wild dog.
Yeah. A wild dog in Australia is a dingo,
like a coyote, sort of like that.
If they're not very smart, they call them what?
Dumb dingo.
Dingbats.
Dingbats.
Huh? Even though they're technically not bats, they're dogs. Anyway, don't know why.
I was playing off the that's not a knife thing, but
you were.
It didn't go
well. You played it well. I got it. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We thank you for listening. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Go ahead, Ed. Next call.
All right. We go. It must have been 2 months because from North Carolina, we have Todd on the phone. And our friend Todd from Seagrove is here to win another T-shirt, I'm guessing. Because, Todd, you've won about 8 T-shirts, haven't you?
No, I've actually won about somewhere between 12 to 13.
Wow.
Todd's
I hope you'll fill out that publisher's clearinghouse information.
Todd's Trivia Friday equivalent of the New England Patriots.
Yes. That's right.
Hey, Todd, ask, answer, or do both, sir.
I would like to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a shot to Tim's riddle about Jimmy's mother.
All right, here we go. I will repeat the riddle, and then, Todd, you can answer it if you can. Jimmy's mother had 4 children. She named the first Monday. She named the second child Tuesday. She named the third child Wednesday. What is the name of her 4th child?
Jimmy.
Yeah, there you go.
You know how many people blurted out What was the next day that we were looking for?
Thursday.
Here's the thing. They say that 70% of the world is stupid. I am so glad I'm in the 40%. I'm not going to be like those people that were blurting out Thursday.
Hey, good answer there, Todd. Way to get the riddle.
Yeah, but how smart can Todd be? He didn't win the T-shirt this week.
Well, that's just luck of the draw right there. I think the bell rings. That has nothing to do with your intelligence level. I don't think.
We're about to find out how smart Todd is.
Because all right, Todd.
His questions are usually very hard.
All right, we're ready, Todd, to be challenged. Go ahead.
All right, well, I'm going to challenge you here. This is a Bible question, of course. And my question is, what are the names of the two sisters of King David?
What are the names?
It was Tuesday and Wednesday, wasn't it?
The two sisters of King David.
I thought it was funny.
You know, you got all those brothers because they were paraded in front of Samuel to see which one was going to be anointed king. But I don't much remember that he even had sisters.
What, Todd, repeat the question again. I didn't. Go ahead.
What are the names of the two sisters of King David?
Two sisters.
Guys, it's up to you because I don't have a clue.
I'm drawing blank.
The two sisters of King David.
Who is Abigail?
Abigail was the wife that he married. That the guy, when David was saying, "Can you send us some sheep? We've been guarding here. Nothing's gotten lost." He said, "You know what? I'm giving him two things, Jack and Squat." I forget which translation that's in. So he said, "Guys, we're going to go kill that guy." And she came and met him on the path.
Oh,
said,
okay.
My husband's an idiot. Not the first time a wife has said that. She said, "You're a great warrior. Please don't do this." Then she went and told her husband. When he heard that news, when he sobered up the next day, he died of a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
But that was Abigail.
He married
her after that fella died.
All right, Ty, what's the answer, brother?
Well, the thing about it is, actually, J.J. was correct. Although he mentioned about Abigail being one of the wives of David, actually, one of David's sisters was named Abigail, and the other one was Zeruiah.
Really?
Zeruiah?
You were onto it. You got half credit.
That is even a blind, what do they say, even a blind squirrel happens on an acorn every once in a while?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Zeruiah, did you say?
It's spelled Z as in zebra, E-R-U-I-A-H. And the thing about it is, her three sons, Joab, Asahel, and Abishai, served under David in his army.
Okay.
That's good information, Todd. Okay. Good trivia.
I didn't know he had two sisters.
Right.
Or at least don't remember them being mentioned.
Right.
But JJ, you did good to remember that story.
That's just one of those stories, and they're sort of
Hey, Todd,
sticks.
Thank you, my friend. Good to hear from you, brother.
Well, happy New Year to you guys. I know the next time I call, it'll be sometime into the new year.
Oh, yes,
sir.
Happy New Year to you.
All right.
Hey, Todd, before you go, talking about the new year, people that wear glasses, everybody next year will have it will be 2020. 2020 vision for everybody next year.
Duly noted.
Well, Todd, with that, we're going to say goodbye and Merry Christmas to you, brother.
It's 2020.
It will
coming
be,
up in a few weeks, right?
Yeah. 2020 vision for next year.
That's just hard to believe.
I think I've told Allison, I think it's time we can ditch that Y2K food. don't y'all? I mean, we're 20 years removed now.
I took some to the landfill in this move. I threw away a lot of stuff.
Even if it does happen.
I'm not getting rid of my rice and beans.
Okay,
and
you hold on to it.
And water, bottled water.
All right, we'll return in a couple of minutes with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
You know, most tours of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., don't include the spiritual heritage of our country, the Christian history of our nation, the people, the places, the events that God used to birth America. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. My friend, historian Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation, goes with us on these tours. And he talks all along the way. He tells you about the people, the places, the events, and he does so from a Christian perspective. So you're invited to join us on one of these spiritual heritage tours in 2020 in June and September. We also go to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown on a separate tour if you want to do that as well. So for all the information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. Again, simply the website spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu.
The state of Maryland has become ground zero in the war over illegal immigration. In recent months, nearly a dozen women and girls have been assaulted by illegals in Montgomery County, a so-called sanctuary county. Now comes word that Montgomery County and Prince George County may soon release six illegals who are accused of violent crimes against children. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says county leaders have chosen politics over public safety. In May, Prince George County officials released MS-13 gang members instead of turning them over to ICE agents. After the men were turned loose, they murdered a 14-year-old girl. Several months ago, I came under attack by the National Association of Hispanic Journalists because I said we had been invaded by illegals. And yet, when illegals murder a 14-year-old American child, the National Association of Hispanic Journalists was silent. I'm Todd Stark.
Family Radio Trivia Friday. I'm Tim Wildman with Evan Tagliano and J.J. Jasper, and we thank you for listening. You can go to this email address if you'd like to send us an email, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. If you want to listen live or watch the program, you can go to Facebook or YouTube and just type in Today's Issues. You can watch the show there, too, if you'd like to. So, let's repeat our questions, fellas.
All right. I'm going to have to add one. Here are my two remaining from my original questions. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the hillbilly family that played bluegrass music together?
My question would be, do non-hillbilly families play bluegrass music together?
Sure.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm just guessing. I don't think you have to be a hillbilly to play bluegrass.
That's my question.
Yeah.
I just wanted to.
But my family plays it.
You aren't hillbillies.
And we're not hillbillies.
Okay. Is there anything wrong with being a hillbilly, societal wise? You think?
I can say officially it's not. Since I was born and raised.
I just asked the questions.
I know.
I don't pretend to be the things I have been accused
of overthinking things.
Yeah.
So I won't.
Hey, the National Bluegrass festival is in Owensboro, Kentucky. And the I think bluegrass pioneer, the granddaddy of bluegrass, was Bill Monroe.
It was?
Blue Moon over Kentucky. And it was right there, just right outside of Owensboro.
Right where you grew up.
Where I grew up. Yeah, right there on the Ohio River is where the festival is every year.
Awesome.
I'm sorry for diverting from your question.
No, listen.
Are you done?
I still have two more questions.
Some more. Shall I?
I'll tell you what. Let's wait for the riddles, then divert all you want. All right, here's my second question. An armadillo can run faster than Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world.
In his prime.
Is that true or false? And I already asked a Christmas mistletoe question, so let me ask you this. From what country does the poinsettia plant originate? Where'd we get them from?
Good.
Anyway, those are my three questions.
Here's what I've got. First question, Bible question. Jesus wept at the death of which friend? Jesus wept at the death of which friend? Second question, what is the only U.S. state whose entire border is formed by a river? Third question, which legendary contemporary Christian singer-songwriter had the hits Rise Again, I Saw the Lord, and Here We Are, just to name a few? And he's been doing ministry for 45 years.
Wow, 45
years. And it's a he.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of a little
a little bit of a hint there.
What?
It's a he.
Yeah, he's a he. He identifies as a man.
No, it's a he. It's like an animal or something. All right. So here are my two riddles that have gone unanswered. I will put another one forth. I shall display another one.
You shall manifest another.
Yes, I shall. All right, here we go. Where we're going, nobody knows. Number one, listen to this. This is my first riddle. I have a bed, but never sleep. I have a mouth, but never eat. What am I? Do you know this?
Yes.
You know that? Okay. Number two, what flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead.
And to my earlier point about the lying, when I said congressman lies when it's alive, runs when it's dead, I've known some congressmen that just about tried to do that.
Doing, you're milking this riddle, aren't you?
I'm milking it.
You said he sits on a throne of lies? Yeah. What was the part about lying?
Yes.
You sit on a throne of lies. That's from Elf.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, here's my third riddle. I add one. What is greater than God, more evil than the devil? The poor have it, the rich need it, and if you eat it, you'll die.
Good
you get
riddle.
It?
Yeah, I do.
You get it?
Do it again,
it.
Though. For
what is greater than God, more evil than the devil? The poor have it, the rich need it, and if you eat it, you will die. There you go.
That's a great riddle.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I researched that one myself. My staff was off today. My three-team staff that usually does my riddle research.
Riddle research.
They're on Christmas break already.
One of them's finishing up getting their PhD in riddle research.
Right, in riddle mania.
Riddleology.
Riddleology.
Go ahead. Who's
all right, let's go to Oregon, and Rio is on the line. If I'm not mistaken, we've had Rio calling in and answering since age 7 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that,
right? Yeah.
Is that right, Rio?
Yes.
Okay.
Rio, well, we're all getting old together.
Well, Rio, welcome back. And you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to try to answer?
The one about the mistletoe.
All right. Oh, the mistletoe one. Now, the mistletoe one's already been answered. You mean about the color of the berries?
Wasn't there another one?
Well, from what country does the poinsettia plant originate? Is that the one you wanted?
Yes.
All right. So, well, what country do we get poinsettia plants from? In other words, where did they originate?
Okay. I would like to do a different one.
Okay. All right, which one?
I would like to answer Tim's most recent riddle, please.
Okay, Rio. All right, Rio, you mean the one about God? And
yeah.
Okay, all right, here's a riddle. What is greater than God, more evil than the devil? The poor have it, the rich need it, and if you eat it, then you'll die. What is it?
Nothing.
Nicely, right.
That's right.
Right.
Nicely
right.
Done, Rio.
Rio, excellent. Man, all right. So, well, you're not a man. I know that, Rio. But anyway, that was a great
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. How many types of Welsh ponies are there?
How many types of Welsh ponies?
You know, my wife and I were talking about that just the other day. I mean, at dinner.
My knowledge of Welsh ponies.
We got through with the paper, you know, and we just started talking Welsh ponies.
Yeah.
Huh? Has it never happened to anybody else? We're the only ones?
Huh? No, I don't recall having a conversation. And I just got to say, frankly, I used to know a lot more about Welsh ponies, but as I've gotten older, I've forgotten a lot of it.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
And I've slept on the floor for a couple of nights, so I might have known, but
the answer is we don't know.
We don't know. Rio. What's the answer?
There is four sections in the Welsh pony breed. Section A is also known as the Welsh mountain pony. Section B, Section C, and Section D, also known as the Welsh cob.
And here's a part that a lot of people don't know. Here's the deal. Them ponies was not good at keeping their promises. They was Indian givers, and because they reneged on so many things, to this very day, people will say you welched on a bet, all because of them lying ponies from years ago that wouldn't hold true to their contract or their promises.
I was trying to think of a way to get Welsh on a bet into the conversation, and I just gave up. But fortunately, JJ's alter ego saved the day.
Hey, is that any relation to a Shetland pony?
Well, they're about the same size.
I just know my granddaddy had a Shetland pony.
Yeah,
that he used to. For us to all ride, grandchildren. Anyway, what's the answer? What's the answer?
She already gave it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Four.
Four. Four. Four.
And told how many different ones. Yeah.
Four different quadrants.
Rio, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you there in Oregon, and thank you so much for listening to American Family Radio. You and your family.
This was quadrants or sections.
Thank you for
having
me on.
Thank you, Rio. Thank you. Take care.
Sections. Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Well, like I said, Alice and I, we were arguing about that. Earlier, and I've got to have an answer before I go home.
Well, okay? You're just going to have to get your staff.
If
your
I'm
staff
not right, I'm not going to bring. If I'm not right, I'm not bringing it up.
They all have the day off today. Otherwise, your staff.
I said there was five quadrants.
Quadrants.
Something like that. Let's get on. Let's get on with business.
All right. Let's go ahead.
Let's move on.
Let's go to Texas, and JC is on the line. JC, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, fellas.
JC, you want to ask, answer, or do both? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just got a question. If y'all would be able to get a prayer request out for me. Just found out this morning my little brother and his wife, my nephew, just died in the womb, and I just wanted to see. You know, I figured this would be the best way to get out to as many people as I can to get praying for them.
What now?
How did you say your nephew died, JC?
He died in the womb. He's about six months along.
Oh, sure. I'm so sorry. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh my goodness. We're so sorry.
JC, we will ask our listeners to be praying for you and the family today, and just put that prayer request.
Hey guys, can I jump in here and just pray right now?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
This family, Lord, thank you for this request from JC, and our heart just goes out to anybody who's ever had a miscarriage, and he's asking for prayer for his relative and for the extended family. Lord, your Holy Spirit is called the Comforter, and you can comfort in a way that no man can. Will you gather this family up in your arms, and this mother and this couple, and again, the extended family, and help them to sense your presence, give them grace, help them to grieve well, And we pray for, all of this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. JC, we're so sorry for your loss and about this baby. And God bless you, brother. And
yeah, did you have a trivia question? Or were you just calling for prayer?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just wanted to get that prayer request out there. God bless you, JC, and our listeners. We'll ask our listeners to be praying for you and your family as well.
Amen.
Hey, while we're at it, we've got a coworker, Marty Sparks, whose wife just went in for shoulder surgery, kind of routine, and then had some complications, and then it got worse. She passed away last night, and she's much too young. Pray for that family. They've got some sons. She's a strong Christian woman. She's in heaven, but still here right in front of Christmas, you know, your wife of many years passes away. Marty Sparks, remember him and his family in your prayers.
And his boys are grown.
Right.
So I want our
listeners
to know that,
grown sons.
But they'll still, of course, during the holidays here, and for many, many years, will continue to miss their mom.
Absolutely. So.
All right. Well, we will continue on with Trivia Friday. We go to Kansas, and Lance is on the line. Lance, welcome to the program.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, good morning, Lance. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Oh, I'll try to do both.
All right. What question would you like to try to answer?
Let's try the Andy Griffin question.
All right. Here it is. On the Andy Griffith Show, what was the name of the hillbilly family that played bluegrass music together?
The Darlings.
That is correct. It was the Darlings. Do you remember the name of the patriarch of the family?
Briscoe.
Yep, Briscoe Darling. And they had a number of very funny episodes based on Andy and Barney's interaction with the Darlings.
Did they present hillbillies in a fair way, would you say, in that?
You seem to really be fixated
on
hillbillies.
Well, I mean, we cancel people today, right? For how they treated people in the past, 50, 70, 100,000 years ago, right? So I just want to know how the hillbillies, if they were presented fairly, or were they mocked? That's what I want to know.
It was, they were a stereotype.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do people have hillbilly face? Do they do that? Do they do that at parties today, Ed?
No.
Okay,
as far as I know, I wouldn't attend a party if they were going to mock.
If they're going to do a hillbilly face?
If they're going to mock hillbilly.
Right. Here's the deal. To this very day at our family reunions, you see a whole lot of felt hats and corncob pipes. Now, that's not indicative of any kind of choices that we make. Every once in a while, you see one might have a jug thrown over his shoulder, but we're not going to say what's in that jug. It's clear, and it's got a kick, but that's part of that stereotype.
Sometimes just the water in the well went bad, you know?
Hey, Lance, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do. Let's stay with Andy Griffin.
Okay.
There's two people that I know of that are on that show quite often, but they're never seen on TV. You know who they are?
That'd be the gaffer and I don't know.
That would be
scene.
What's is it? Sarah. Let's see, first,
Sarah.
Sarah, who's the like the operator? You never see her. And then Juanita at the diner.
Yep, that's what I am.
Wow, yeah. Ed, you go, buddy.
Ed knows his Andy Griffith.
I know my Andy Griffith, man. I'll tell
and
you
I
what.
Still maintain the gaffer and the best kid are whatever, the stage director, assistant, choreographer. He was doing his job.
That's right, not getting in the shot.
Right.
Yeah.
Lance, have a wonderful Christmas. God bless you. Thank you for listening to AFR.
I didn't know
the key grip
jump in there.
The key grip.
Yeah, they always have those interesting names. If you watch a movie or something, you know, the gaffer. And
right.
So that's like Joe Biden. He's kind of the gaffer of politics.
Different kind
of gaffer.
I think
you have a place in the Batman series.
The gaffer?
Yeah, the gaffer. They'll add a new character
Chief Gaffer.
Yeah, a new villain.
You got the Joker, the Riddler.
The gaffer.
I could be the Riddler. The Riddler and got the gaffer.
Yeah.
I think it'd be So Joe Biden's got he's got a future ahead in acting, if not politics.
In production, that's right.
And if you stay with your riddles, if this is continues for,
yeah,
get you one of those suits with a bunch of question marks on there.
Do, yeah,
the Riddler from Batman
jacket, just a nothing but question marks.
Thank you. Well, a lot of people have had those about me for
nothing but question marks
for most of my life.
Questions about that guy.
I think Tim might have the answer. No, never. No, let's go somebody else.
He's got questions, but no answers.
Yes, in many respects. So go ahead. Let's repeat our questions.
All right.
I want to know, why is there no such thing as mouse-flavored cat food? I want to know, why do we park on the driveway and drive in the parkway? I want to know, why is abbreviated such a long word? I've got more questions than I've got answers.
That was part of your stand-up routine for many years, wasn't it?
It was the very end for a bunch of years.
It was the closing part.
That's right.
All right, here are my questions. I'll have to add some, but one at least. An armadillo can run faster than Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. Is that true or false? Second question, from what country does the poinsettia plant originate? And I'm going to throw in another armadillo question, guys, if you don't mind.
Sure,
I'm
this close to Christmas.
Armadillo roll here. What does Spanish explorers are the ones who named the armadillo when they found it in the Americas. What does the word mean? What does the word armadillo mean? It's actually pretty funny. Anyway, that's what I got.
Here's what I've got. First question, you know the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Whose death? Jesus wept at the death of which friend? That's my question.
His nickname was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So I'll just give that little hint.
And the second question I've got, what is the only U.S. state whose entire northern border is formed by a river? What is the only U.S. state whose entire northern border is formed by a river? Third question, which legendary contemporary Christian singer-songwriter had the hits Rise Again? That was a wonderful Easter hit from the late 70s, I believe. Rise Again, the song I Saw the Lord, the song Here We Are, just to name a few. I'm looking for his name. Which legendary contemporary Christian singer-songwriter had those hits? He's won every award that you can win.
By the way, let me just say a little personal note on that. That was the first Christian song I ever heard when I got saved.
Right.
Became a Christian and heard that. Somebody played it for me, and I thought, that is so beautiful.
That was one of my favorite artists who helped me as a new Christian as well in the late 70s.
Yep.
My turn.
All right. Riddle
okay,
me this.
Here's my first riddle that hasn't been answered. Number one, which means the first. I have a bed, but never sleep. I have a mouth, but never eat. What am I? Number two, what flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead.
That's funny sounding.
What am I? That's a line from a Led Zeppelin song.
I can see that plastered across the wrap on a big tour bus. Somebody running for office. I fly when I'm whatever, all those things. I lie when my lips are moving, and I do this. Vote for me in 2020.
What flies when it's born, lies when it's alive, and runs when it's dead. All right, everybody get my riddles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two riddles that have gone unanswered. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We thank you for joining us. We're on Facebook and YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can watch the show as we live video stream it from our studios here at American Family Radio. And if you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net. And our mystery question hasn't been answered yet.
That is correct.
So that's still out there. So for a free T-shirt, Trivia Friday / Learning University T-shirt, you can just answer the mystery question, right? Of course,
you don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
That's, our listeners.
Yeah, I don't even know why I said that right there. Man. It really doesn't make any sense. Uh-huh.
Well,
if you do, will get the free T-shirt.
That's right.
All right. All right. Onward we go.
Onward we go to Kansas, and Ginger is on the line. Ginger, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ginger.
In Kansas, where in Kansas, Ginger? Ginger?
Independence.
Independence?
Independence, Kansas.
Okay.
Yes. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Ask or answer or both?
I'm just so tickled. I got on.
Oh, wonderful. So you're tickled that you got on, but you don't have a question or you want, don't want to answer one?
I want to answer one.
Oh, yes, okay. All right.
Which
okay,
one?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think Ginger
okay, I want to
had a point.
Tim.
Okay. Ginger, here we go. We got like a 2-second delay between here and Kansas.
About your, I've got a mouse.
Oh, you want that one? You want to answer that one? Okay, here we go. I have a bed, but never sleep. I have a mouth, but never eat. What am I, Ginger?
A river.
A river.
Nicely done.
A river. That's
good
right.
Good job, Ginger.
So did you know that?
I didn't get the cowbell.
No. I know. Yeah. The cowbell only rings when you've answered the mystery question. Let me ask you this, yeah, Ginger. How did you know that, the river? Did you just know it, or did you have to think about it, or did you just ask somebody?
I think I might have heard it on here before.
Really? Okay.
Well, that's possible.
But that's all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. We run through millions of questions.
Well, plus, you learn by repeating things.
Yes.
You know?
Plus, you learn by repeating things.
Hey, Ginger, do you have a question for us?
I got that.
I give you Sacagawea if you want me to.
Long-time listener.
Right, you have been
Sacagawea.
Listening. Do you have a question for us?
Maybe.
Okay. This is getting painful right here.
Go right ahead. I'm struggling.
Go ahead and ask your question, Ginger.
Okay, here he is. The first monkey that was put into space came from where?
The first monkey that was put into space?
Came from where?
They thought he came from Australia, but he actually came from out west. They were working with these monkeys and with these sheep herding dogs, and the monkeys were riding the sheep herding dogs, and at some point they said, that'd be a good circus act. We need to have these monkeys riding the back of these dogs and run them in front of the elephants and the guy on the big stilts.
I saw a documentary on that.
On monkeys riding dogs?
Yeah. National Geographic Channel.
I'm gonna answer, Ginger. I'm going to say from the zoo in Independence, Kansas.
Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
And
her name was Abel.
Abel. Wonderful. Hey, Ginger, thank you so much. Have a great Christmas.
All right. So monkeys riding dogs. That's
monkeys riding. That was.
That's all like.
Y'all seen that, right? That's some like of these circuses.
Triple A baseball or double A baseball. They you know, you go to the game, they have all kinds of things going on that minor league baseball game.
Come out tonight and watch the monkeys ride the dogs. We got monkeys riding dogs, ladies and gentlemen. Right here tonight.
And
a free, you come in and you get a free hot dog.
Okay. Sunday.
Hey, we got a couple of minutes. You got anything coming up? Not a couple of minutes, but
yeah,
not
in the next few weeks. Over into the first of the year and the spring.
Yeah, you've got enough. Your wife said you're not going anywhere. You're going to help unpack these boxes.
I'm going to be helping to unpack. We have found some things, we've lost some things, and we broke some things. That sounds like a typical move, doesn't
it?
It
sure does.
You know, you need to be thankful for the things you lost.
Yes.
You'll throw them out. You'll never miss them.
No.
If you throw them out too often, what I've done is I'm going to fix that. I'll get to that.
Right.
I'm going to fix it, and then it's on a shelf 20
years later.
5 years.
Here's what happens to me. I drag it around for about 7 years. I go, I'm throwing it away, and the next week, somebody will say, do you have a...
Yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
I threw that thing away.
I took it to the landfill 2 days ago.
Absolute truth. By the way, jjjasper.com. If you want to get JJ scheduled to come to your event in 2020.
He'll even ride a monkey.
Hey.
All right, we'll be back
Christmas banquet.
We'll be back in 5 minutes.